Time for Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Please don't touch that dial. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of the Astrology Hour. Let's cut that music. Woo! Pretty weird day today. Not a whole lot of people I know enjoy Venus square Pluto, much less Venus opposed Jupiter. You know, in retrospect, when I think of today's date, January 15th and 16th, 1991, what I do is I consider what is called a destiny window, which is what the topic is today. And frankly, if you have been a regular listener of this program, then you'll be fully aware that in the last 2 to 3 years, actually in the last 7 years, that we have discussed in detail the possibilities of what would happen in 1991, 1990, with Uranus conjunct Neptune and with Saturn, also in a solar eclipse, new moon, and now Venus opposed Jupiter and Venus square Pluto. Many astrologers have looked at this date, January 1991 and February 1991, as a critical period, a transitional period, a planetary transitional period for years. So if you've been listening to the show, then you'll be fully aware that this is a very, very important time. Now, I'm pretty sure that President Bush is advised, whether he admits it or not, by people that follow the stars. And I'm pretty sure that he is well aware that if he begins a war, a world war tonight, that it will not be in the best interests of the world, number one, but it will definitely not be in the best interest also for the United States. Now, people say, why is that, Farley? Well, because you don't start wars during the peak of a moon wobble, and you don't start wars with Venus square Pluto, the planet of death, and with a Jupiter opposition. And we already know that what's going on today is an egotistical attempt on whosoever part to have a power scenario, power play, or feel like their king or their lord or their queen or whatever, and affect the lives of millions of people. Astrologically, the planets are there this next week or two for life on Earth as we know it to be very different from one day to the next. Totally different. I personally believe that if there's going to be an aggression, with Venus in Aquarius square Pluto, and the exact aspect will happen on the 20th of January, and the moon wobbles over in the 25th. So even if we don't attack tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. L.A. time, which is the deadline in L.A., then I would expect some insanity to occur by the 20th. Now, a lot of interesting things have been said about this war. And even I told you that I was sent something in the mail where this Indian man, Maitreya, who a lot of people think is the resurrection of Christ, even announced that this war would not happen. And I've also heard lots of very prophetic people, spiritualists and very intuitive people say that the war was not going to happen, that it wasn't going to be possible, that something would happen that would intervene and stop it at the last minute. But the closer and closer we get to deadline, I am aware that it appears inevitable, even though I hope and pray it never happens. But still in all, whatever does happen on this planet in the next week or two, what I want to make very clear to all of you, not only on a national and an international scale, but on a personal level, it's like we, whether we want to admit it or not, are all bound together right now. We are actually more one. I think oneness is embraced by the more personal we take international matters. So whereas if this would have happened between Iraq and Kuwait in the 1800s or in the 1600s or in the 1400s, no one would have paid any attention to it. In this small world today, with the telecommunication systems we have now, the thing happened with Iraq and Kuwait, and suddenly we're on the brink of a world war. So things have changed to the point that all the United States or President Bush needed was a small excuse to take all of our power and our might and throw it up against another country's power and might to see who the bigger guy was. So a lot of things have changed, but still in all, the closer we get embedded into the Aquarian age, the more one we are going to feel, the more personal we are going to respond to international events, and the more intense a bloodletting conflict would be felt. And, you know, I was talking to my very evolved producer this morning, Laura Lee, who reminded me that I was, along with her and a lot of other people, one of the Aquarians, one of those people that was meant to survive and to guide and to lead people into the Aquarian age, no matter what happens. And that she'd also told me that Nostradamus had predicted this conflict and that it would could last 10 years. You know, a lot of people are saying it'll be over in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. When she said that, I got a chill running up my spine, and I thought, 10 years? The year 2001, does that mean that, gosh, I guess the whole planet is going to be drastically changed if that was true, that there would be a war that would last an entire decade throughout the Capricorn and the Aquarius transits. But, you know, no one really knows what to expect. And as an astrologer, as an intuitive being, and as a metaphysician, I feel sometimes it is my duty to review these things and try to come up with some answers for you, which is what I always try to do. And I've come up with this destiny window theory that I feel that whatever does happen will most assuredly change the course of history on planet Earth from one day to the next. What I do believe is I kind of like to let God take care of it for me. I'm kind of a person that always likes to let the Holy Spirit deal with it. You know, if in the old days, in the 60s and in the 70s, you would have found me out there with these signs. When I, at one point, demonstrated against the Vietnam War in 1968 and 69, myself, at these times, I'm more of a Course in Miracles type guy, where instead of actually worrying about it or doing anything about it, I kind of release it to the Holy Spirit and say to myself that whatever's going to happen is going to happen for the best possible good. And whatever is happening in such a grandiose cosmic proportion that I would have to tend to think that the Spirit of God is more in touch with what's going on than anything else. I know a lot of people might not agree with that philosophy. A lot of people might say, well, Farley, we got to do something. We got to, you know, what are we supposed to do? You have two egos, maybe more, involved in an issue that no one wants to seem to resolve peacefully. And the planets are all lined up for possible death and destruction. And there doesn't seem to be any answer. If I was in charge of the planet, then I would put Bush and Saddam in a boxing ring and let them slug it out. And I kind of tend to think it would probably be a good fight. It might even get ratings. And if Saddam Hussein won the fight, then he would have Kuwait. A lot of people have told me that the regime that was in Kuwait is not any better or worse than the regime that Iraq would put in there. So what's wrong with this picture once again? But still in all, Venus only squares Pluto twice a year, and Venus only opposes Jupiter once a year. And the next thing we have to wait for is the Sun and Mercury in the next 30 days also will be square Pluto and oppose Jupiter. And eventually Mars will go into Leo before the summer and conjunct Jupiter and square Pluto, and then Jupiter will square Pluto. So this whole year is filled with all kinds of international political and wild ideological stress. That means anything could happen. And with Saturn going into Aquarius on February 6th, 1991 is sure to be a year to go down in history, and I would tend to think that January and February would be two very, very powerful months that could offer this destiny window. Now, let's take a look. The best case scenario would be that Hussein would pull out of Kuwait, and this would all end by some miracle. Jesus Christ would appear and end it or whatever, and there would be no war, nobody would die, and everything would be fine. Of course, the worst case scenario would be a long, uncomfortable, unwanted war with much, much bloodshed, and of course, terrorism spilling off all over the planet. And because the type of ideology that exists over there is so intense, intensely aggressive, if threatened, honor being associated with dying for one's holy cause, then I would have to tend to think that this conflict would bleed drastically over into America. That's right, we might even find fighting in the streets over here in the United States. Now, that's like a worst-case scenario that no one ever likes to think about, because whenever the United States gets involved in a war, we think like, well, it's over there, but the world is back here in America. The big thing in Vietnam was, when are you going back to the world? Because Vietnam really wasn't like planet Earth. It was like a hellacious existence. But in this day and age, in the 1990s, there is no more world. If there's a war in one place, then it's probably going to be felt all over the planet. You know, that's exactly what is explained in the Revelation chapter of the Bible. The tribulation period, the Armageddon that is spoke of, is something that a lot of people don't often like to think about, because they like to think that our technology, our military technology, is so powerful that if we do have a conflict, it could be over and done with in a matter of days or weeks, just like Panama or Grenada. But we weren't up against a formidable foe with battle-hardened troops and high-tech equipment that were willing to die for their cause in Grenada and Panama. So what we're dealing with here is a much more blown out of proportion potential scenario, that if our president were in fact an astrologer, no way, Jose, would he be going to war with anyone for any reason unless someone invaded America or bombed or invaded one of the American territories. We would stay out of it. We would say, let them handle their problems over there. They're going through an evolution like we did in the 15, 16, and 1700s in the American Indian Wars, and let them handle it. When the Indians were defending their land in America and the white man was conquering this territory, did England and France come over here and intervene? Yes, they did. They did. They certainly did. I don't know if you're aware of that. Sure they did. For a while, till they got kicked out, because eventually we got so strong that we didn't need them anymore. It's kind of like what happens when struggles happen on this planet. People take sides. One nation sides with Kuwait, and well, nobody sided with Iraq, really, except the PLO. And then now all of a sudden, Yasser Arafat's two bodyguards were assassinated this last 24 hours, and right away they're blaming Israel. I'm sure the last thing that Israel would do would want to make the Palestinians mad. I kind of think they probably killed off their own people just to kind of bring a bloodlust to their cause, to their purpose right now. Now, this whole planet is treating this situation like it was a Super Bowl. They're calling it Super Bowl II. Now, a couple things that I would advise people to do right now is to release this energy to the Holy Spirit and to pray for what will happen and hope that it will be something very minor, very insignificant, and that it will just pass. Another thing that I would advise people is to prepare for the outcome of what it is. And if it does bleed out, bleed over into the United States, or be prepared to make transition. If you are into survival and seeking sanctuary, and it does drastically affect our economy, or the dollar, our cities become war zones or target areas, then you have to be able to have the logic and the mind to be able to make an adjustment, an adaptation, a transition. I'm being logical with you. I don't live in a fairy tale. The age of Pisces, and unfortunately, the problem with a lot of Piscean people, which I love, because I'm very Piscean myself. With Mars and Neptune in the 12th, I'm like a Pisces. But my problem, and the problem that a lot of Piscean people have, is that they're not realistic. They live in a dream. They're like sometimes off in altered states of consciousness, whether they're using substances or not. They don't need anything. And sometimes they may be a bit psychic or intuitive, and they may be able to nail some truths. But it's like saying to somebody, you don't have to leave that house. It's not going to burn down. Meanwhile, the house is on fire. They're going, no, you'll be saved. You'll be okay. Stay in the house. It's okay. Meanwhile, you're sitting there, you're burning to death, and you're dead. And then your spirit comes to them and says, well, I thought you said to get out of the house. Not to get out of the house, that it was safe. And they said, well, I made a mistake. Now, a lot of Pisces make drastic mistakes. I hear people out there saying, oh, but don't worry, there's not going to be a war. It's all okay. Hey, my nephew is going over to basic training at Guantanamo this week, getting ready. He's a lieutenant. This guy's already been through basic. They're sending him through another basic. He's one of the few divisions I know in the Navy that's not already been called up over there. This is my nephew. This is the father of my great-nephew, David Michael Swoboda, Lieutenant Scott Swoboda. And the last thing I want to see is my family or anyone involved in a conflict. I don't want there to be a war. But you know what? If there is a war, then I sure want my nephew to be trained and ready and prepared that if he should, God forbid, have to go over in the Persian Gulf, that he should do whatever he can to survive. I don't want him to be frightened, and I don't, even though he is, and I don't want him to be insecure or lazy or lack caution or alertness, because I want him to make it. Because the history of this planet has always been a history that has been laced with much conflict, much militarism, much death and bloodshed for issues, ridiculous political issues. Many of us, if not all of us, have been warriors and soldiers in past lives. Now we're Aquarians. We're here to try to help save the planet. But still in all, it doesn't escape me that the fact that sometimes in order to get what you want, you have to fight for it. Has anything ever come easy to people in life without having to fight for it? Even relationships need work. Career and success need a lot of work and heartache and heartbreak and blood, sweat, and tears. And having children, are they easy to raise? For a planet to be born, is it supposed to be an easy transition? And I keep thinking about this Elizabeth Clare Prophet thing, and I keep seeing her on Donahue a few days before Iraq invaded Kuwait. A few days! Donahue making a goony bird out of this woman, making her look like a lunatic. That she's saying that we've got a fallout shelter in Montana, and all these newspapers showing the fallout shelter going, ha, 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 ho, 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 and Elizabeth Clare Prophet saying, there's going to be a war, and it's going to be with Iraq, and eventually it'll be nuclear, and we're going to hide. And we have weapons and food. And meanwhile, what do you think her followers are doing right now? Well, they're in Montana, a lot of them, in that fallout shelter, and they're still doing what they've been doing for 9 months, preparing for whatever Elizabeth Clare Prophet believes is happening. Everybody's been expecting an international conference to save this situation, praying for a conference. I myself have too. Didn't happen. Why not? Well, maybe there's so many people out there that are lost in the clouds that until finally there is a severe aggression and a conflict, and until finally people start dying, then they'll realize that there's a war. As far as I'm concerned, the war started in August with the invasion. And that the fact that we've had troops lined up against each other with a fear of death on a regular basis, as far as I'm concerned, that's a war. There might not have been a whole lot of killing or dying yet, but the fear of death and conflict is there. So the best thing we can do without panicking or without being negative or depressed or irritable about it is try to embrace the whole thing as what I call the destiny window. The fact that this is a very important situation on planet Earth. And notice the extraterrestrials have not interfered. They have not landed their ships and put a halt to the whole thing. And notice that there hasn't been a miracle to stop it yet. Maybe there will be. I still have hope. But at the same token, notice that the planet Earth is going through a potentially massive transition and metamorphosis period. Where, like I've said for the last 7 years, life on Earth will be very different from one very important day to the next. That's why if you're having fun, and if you have love in your life, and you have children, and you have relationships, and you have a career, and you have some balance, and you're happy, and you're sober, and you're spiritual, and you've been taking it for granted, well, it's time to start appreciating the little things. All your limbs and fingers and toes are intact, and your arms and legs, maybe some of you don't have intact fingers and toes. Maybe you can't walk. Maybe you've been debilitated. You know, whatever you do have, it's time to give thanks. This, to me, is what Thanksgiving is about. Just giving thanks for what you have and somehow trying to nourish the great spirit inside of you to help manifest the good out of whatever may happen. Hopefully, no matter what is happening, that something from it will spew forth as being a radiance that planet Earth needs, because this planet is sick. Take a look at this planet and tell me if you think that we are almost in intensive care or not as an entity, as we are strangling and choking the ecosystems in this planet. Politically, give me a decent ideology, would you? And religiously speaking, whoa, you mean to tell me that people have to die for God? Right. I'm sure God would put his notary on that. No. Astrology is a very, very important aspect right now, because It designs for us as it has for many years and helps us understand the karma as to what is going on. With the Venus square Pluto this week, the Venus opposed Jupiter when Congress voted their sanction to the president, the solar eclipse, moon-Saturn wobble, sun-moon-Saturn conjunction that's going on today at exactly, set your clocks, and I'll tell you when it'll happen. The solar eclipse, not visible in Los Angeles, is at 3:50 p.m. And did you know that January 15th just so happened to be Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday? And happy birthday to Dr. King. That such a deadline should be put on his birthday is almost sacrilege to me, because I love that man. So what are you going to do? 1:04 in the morning, we get the Aquarius moon. It doesn't add to anything. The Aquarius moon will square Pluto on the 17th at 4:12 p.m. We get a sun conjunct Saturn and a moon conjunct Venus at that point. So we have a moon Venus square Pluto. So hold your breath and fasten your seatbelts is what I got to say with that. And who knows what to do in times like these? Who knows what's important? I know gold jumped to $399. That's another thing Elizabeth Clare Prophet was saying. Buy gold. It went from like $360 to $399, $400 in a few weeks. Gosh, who knows what to do? I guess watch the news, follow the events, and pray for peace. Pray for resolution. Pray for sanity. Pray for leadership. Let the Holy Spirit deal with it. The Holy Spirit is bigger than all of us. That's why I like the Course in Miracles. But you know, it's no longer time for us to walk around in a hypnotic trance, in an intoxicated state of consciousness where we think that we're not going to get hit by this train that's coming full blast towards us when we're standing in the middle of the track. Now, the best thing to do, I would think, is to get out of the way, jump out of the way, or duck, and hope that the train is high enough where it won't hurt us. But don't stand there and take a direct hit. Yeah. What a very, very important date in world history, the destiny window. Funny thing about these transits with so many people born in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, and the 60s with this major Cancer Leo Scorpio factor in their chart is so many people are in the middle of their own private little war right now where there's a competition going on between you and somebody else, or maybe more than one you and somebody else, and very, very critical things going on with people's personal lives.